This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Was thinking about the resolve that people have in anything that they do. And I've been relating this story about one of my friends, Willie, who when I was training him, he was getting second place in tournaments. And I'd call him up and he'd say, I'm losing. And I couldn't figure it out after 5 weeks. And when I finally got a hold of him, you know, his girlfriend said he got second place. And I said, hey, man, you've been getting second place and telling me you're losing. I was kind of like mad at him because, you know, I'm training him. He's getting a 3.5-foot trophy. And the first thing he said, and I said, man, I heard you got second in forms and second in fighting. These were point tournaments. But still, he was coming up. You know, he was an up-and-coming black belt, ended up being a really good fighter. And he says to me, yeah, like I said, Mr. Jackson, I've been losing. And I thought, wow, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And what I'm getting at is that was a very poignant moment in my life where he taught me. I always thought of myself as a winner. But if I went to one of these little point tournaments, I mean, they're tougher than people think, but they're not like full contact. But if I got second, I felt like a winner, but I wasn't. And he made me realize that. So in understanding that, I learned that people don't really know how to win. We can be taught that we're winning even when we're losing. Second place is not a win. In third place, you get the trophy, it feels good, but technically you want to be the gold winner. I've seen races where people are like, I just wanted to get the silver. I get it. You want to stand on the podium of the Olympics or whatever and feel like you've done something. But if you didn't win, you know, I get that you can't always be the best, but that's what you're striving for. I can't see myself getting all hyped up over second, third, or, you know, hey, I finished, or whatever else, unless that was your goal. If your goal is to finish, like if I did a marathon, I certainly wouldn't do it to win. My goal would be to finish. But if your stated goal is, I'm there to win it, then there is nothing different. And I can see the same thing in Tiger Woods. There's very few people that have that. Here's what I'm getting at, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, and welcome, by the way. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What I'm explaining to you is this. You've got to get some resolve. And the resolve might be, hey, it looks like I'm going to lose. You ever, if you've run track and you've watched people, we call it reeling people in. You get the baton, you're two steps behind. But do you go, oh my gosh, he's ahead of me. There's no way I'm ever going to catch him. Or do you run your butt off? And if you are the meant to be the winner, you reel them in. All along the way, for the last 4 years, we've watched Democrats try to destroy this country, destroy Donald Trump, destroy us. And what have we done? We've reeled them in. And our backs are against the wall. Everybody, you know, I get the messages. People are still calling me, asking me, texting me, whatever. What's going on? What do you think, Kevin? And I just say, hey, let's hopefully reel them in, right? We've gone through all of the necessary steps to make that happen, all the legal remedies, and they've still played this game. I believe Trump is the... Think about this man's name. I mean, it's kind of funny that you would have the Trump card. Don't you think there's some irony to it? I mean, there are people making biblical videos. And the signs and the numbers. If you look at the numbers, there's a 13 and then a 7 and a 21. I'm thinking, y'all going to the casino? Y'all better quit hanging out at the keno table. At the what is it? The roulette. It isn't about numbers. But it is ironic. To me, it's ironic that Donald Trump's name is Trump. And I think he still holds a Trump card. We're going to find out. I'll be under the knife when we find out. But he gutted the CIA, and that was just this thing that happened. It reinforces my view that he plans on having his rightful second term. Without the support of the special forces, the CIA is made up mostly of bureaucrats. The agency manages a few sin eaters, this is what we call them, to do their dirty work. However, when the cake hits the fan, they need spec ops, like Biden needs Dominion. You know what I'm saying? And that support is gone. In the first reference I've seen to Gina Haspel in weeks is a report claiming that the acting defense secretary, Chris Miller, sent a letter to the former CIA director, Gina Haspel. This was last Wednesday. And in that letter, Miller informed the embattled agency that the Department of Defense would be reviewing its military support of the CIA. What that means is they lose all the people that support them around the world. What are they going to do? Look, am I misinterpreting this? Could be. Am I missignaling? I could be. Look, all of the above. But go find out for yourselves, because President Trump said, no, you're not going to get special forces support. Did you see the movie, 13 Hours or something like that? Check out that movie. Look at what the special forces did in protecting that CIA compound, and tell me the CIA doesn't need the military. A handful of guys held off multiple attacks by various insurgents and lived to tell the tale. Most of them, two SEALs died. So when Trump says, I'm taking them away, and we know everything else that happened with this server in Germany, you got to ask yourself what's going on. This server farm still has me perplexed. Citing anonymous sources, Defense One reported that DOD was reviewing whether military personnel assigned as detailed to counterterrorism operators should instead be redeployed, perhaps in Russia or China. Now, this is a smart move, given that we've begun to learn about the Chinese in particular and their infiltration of America's political system. Why are we got them guarding the CIA, who very well is probably in cahoots with them? And another thing to note is Miller targets areas where the Biden foreign policy racketeering may have occurred. They note that the move was set in motion by Trump loyalists acting under the Secretary of Defense for Intelligence, a guy by the name of Ezra Cohen Watnick. Trump appointed Ezra Cohen Watnick 2 days after Election Day, and then this happened. And I gave you all the other stuff surrounding it. So there you go. Hey, when we get back, we're going to talk about Trump and SCOTUS, and also Hunter Biden being back in the news. All of this, to me, ties together very neatly, and this is going to be an interesting week.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-286-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So the Supreme Court dismissed the Texas case and everybody's in a tizzy. Kev, what's going to happen? I got friends of mine calling me going, what's going to happen? What do we do? What do we do? And I've told everybody I don't think that's the end necessarily. I think there are other cases that could theoretically come before the court, but I don't really know. But here's what I do know. I know that I still sense something else is coming. I heard a video of a guy that said Trump always lets people believe that the negotiation is ended and that he hasn't gotten the deal, and then he executes the art of the deal. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. I stand by my prediction that Donald Trump will remain president of the United States. I believe that he has special orders that can be invoked based on his executive order. I believe that. I don't think he did that haphazardly. I don't think Donald Trump leaves a lot of things to chance because he knew what could happen. The Democrats use a fake pandemic a planned scamdemic in order to do the mail-in ballots, which are completely fraudulent. I made a comment early on during the election. I said, would you want to stop right now and count with the mail-in ballots? Because I figured we would be winning. Oh, boy, was I wrong. Happy to admit that, you know, I'm not happy to admit it, because I think it's pretty sad that we live in a country where people believe that cheating, it's something so as important as this, is allowed. But if we had stopped, Biden would have won 3-1. But you know what? That might have been the best way to figure this out, even though I will tell you, I got to admit, I'm happy that this process is playing itself out like this. This is historic. The historic level of cheating. There is not a person in the there's not a Democrat on the planet that believes Joe Biden got 81 million votes. There's not. They know they cheated. They're still happy they, finger quotes, won. They're happy they beat Donald Trump. But it's not. Donald Trump got 80 to 81 million votes legitimately, and it broke the system. It exposed everything. And I firmly believe that this is him, the best guy put in the best spot by God to deal with this. And I'm not trying to say, oh, let's all rely on religion and all that. I think we do need prayer, no question, in this country. But I'm saying I think God put this man in this spot to say, y'all want to shake things up? Let's do it. This is, it's such an amazing thing to witness when, you know, this is, think of Trump correcting everything that had happened prior to during Carter, Reagan doing it, and then getting his second term and really putting it on steroids. That's exactly what Donald Trump was doing, without nearly the contention and the vitriol. I mean, Reagan doing it without that. Donald Trump, holy cow, this man has fought for the entire 4 years he's been in office. I can only imagine the renaissance that would occur in the next 4 years when he's unencumbered and can take care of business. I want you to understand what happens if he wins, and when he wins. I'm not even going to say if, because I believe he will. When he wins, he can decimate the deep state. I'm talking about destroy it. You want a do-over, America? You want a new 1776? You're in it. You're in it right now. So what's going to happen? I don't know. I think he can invoke some military, some the things in involving that executive order. He can do that. I think he's been reluctant. He's wanted to let it play out. But I do believe this. I believe everything's been put in place to do it. I firmly believe that. And I believe it because of the restructuring of everything. As I said, when Donald Trump has gotten relatively silent on some of the activities that are going on around him, there's a lot more to discuss. And Trump's not one to hold back. All he keeps saying is they cheated. They cheated. They cheated. It's a fraudulent election. They cheated. They cheated. He doesn't go into any detail. I can tell you this from my own personal experience. Once the talking is done and it's time to fight, let's fight. That for me, it's like the samurai. Once they start to pull that sword from the scabbard, somebody must die. And I think that's what's happening here. Donald Trump is saying, you guys press me, and I mean, once I pull it, somebody has to die. So he's got a nuclear weapon in his arsenal. I'm going to be honest. I'm not even spending any time. The stuff has to come to me. I'm not doing any research on procedure, and there are minds greater than mine that can go through all that stuff and say, well, technically, you know, if they get a 2/3 vote here and if they can get a certain number of state legislators and all that, I got no interest. I told you guys from the moment that the election ended, I go, stop watching. Pam Bondi said, stop it. Just stop watching because it'll drive you crazy. I got a friend, God love him, and he is constantly just, Kevin, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Got a couple of them. And they're, you know, they think SCOTUS is the last. SCOTUS is not the last straw. I mean, it can be down the road. And everybody's saying, well, only Alito and I think it was Thomas that wanted this case or something that said they were willing. So I don't, was it 7-2 against for standing? There's, I don't know. Again, procedurally, I don't know what it takes to get something in front of the Supreme Court. I don't know what's going on with the state legislature. I don't know any of it. I know the Democrats are going to orchestrate the heck out of this. They will not quit. If you think there's any quit in them, there is none. I believe Trump's going to have to drop a nuclear bomb on him. And I think he has it. I think he's, for whatever reason, he's hesitant. I don't know, maybe he feels like, you know, this, it's so big that, you know, it may destroy people's ideas about something. I don't know, but I know that nuclear bomb exists. I know that. I don't know what secrets we hold there, you know, that's being hidden, but I know the secrets exist. And I can only believe that a guy who's as good of a strategist as Donald Trump knows how to play it. So when you ask me why I'm calm because, as I tell you guys all the time, I believe in a living God. And I also believe that good outweighs evil. It will win in the end. Don't know how, I mean, I have ideas, and I've given you guys a lot of the things I've talked, you know, we've discussed. I told you Trump moving the Defense Department, you know, reshuffling these people, moving things around, letting the legal people do what they do. He's saying play it out. But I think that if push comes to shove, he knows what happened. And I think that there are a lot of people, believe it or not, in high places, in clandestine areas of the government that are helping him. And they're going to make sure that he has the right information at the right time. So I just bide my time. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Presidential electors are meeting across the United States on Monday to formally choose Joe Biden as the nation's next president. Monday is the day set by law for the meetings of the Electoral College. In reality, electors will meet in all 50 states and the District of Columbia to cast their ballots. The results will be sent to Washington and tallied on January 6th, joint session of Congress, over which Vice President Mike Pence will preside. The coronavirus vaccine is being rolled out across the country.
The first doses of the coronavirus vaccine supply went to a New York healthcare worker who spent the last 10 months working the front lines. Sandra Lindsay, a Northwell Health employee, was possibly the first in the nation to receive the vaccine on Monday at Long Island Jewish Medical Center. And so it begins. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are continuing to work out a deal regarding a new stimulus plan. With the clock ticking on a new coronavirus relief package before lawmakers head home for the Christmas holiday, two of the more vocal supporters of a second round of $1,200 stimulus checks are Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. As far as if she would go along with that idea, New York Republican Congressman Elise Stefanik says,
I think it is worthy of discussion. I think there are clearly still millions of Americans who are suffering of no fault of their own. And even look no further than New York State. The worst governor in America, Governor Cuomo, has ordered a shutdown of restaurants. So a lot of people are going to be out of work as we're heading into the holiday season.
Early voting in Georgia started on Monday. All four candidates continuing to campaign across the state. Last week, Vice President Mike Pence making a trip to the Peach State. This week, it's President-elect Joe Biden's turn. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I talked earlier in the broadcast about Hunter Biden back in the news. Interesting timing, because if I were Joe Biden, I'd wonder if I had the desk closest to the door, meaning they want him out. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Actually, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com is where we want everybody to go, because we're putting everything up on this new site. It's going to be spectacular. Hunter Biden, they've confirmed that he didn't declare this $400,000 that he got from Burisma. And this was an NBC News report. I want you to understand, guys, it's no longer hands off of Hunter. There was a fatwa against all of us for talking about Hunter not that long ago. You couldn't talk about him. They would stifle the message. But now, NBC, Hunter Biden's former business partner, sent him an email in 2017 saying he did not disclose on his tax returns $400,000 in income from the Ukrainian natural gas company where he sat on the board. And the NBC got this copy of the email. Wasn't this copy of the email submitted prior to Donald Trump's re-election? The message from Eric Schwerin, who I played Hunter's message earlier in the broadcast in the first hour, I played Hunter's frantic message. In fact, let's just play it again because it's worth people hearing. But this guy's name is Eric Schwerin, and he was the president of Rosemont Seneca Partners, said Hunter would need to amend his 2014 returns to reflect the unreported income, according to that email. And here's what he wrote. In 2014, you joined Burisma's board. We still need to amend your 2014 returns to reflect the unreported Burisma income. This is in 2017. The email goes on to note that Hunter, who is now the subject of a federal tax probe, NBC put it in there, right? This new tax probe netted more than $1.2 million per year. The earnings include the $400,000 from Burisma, as well as income from Rosemont Seneca Advertisers, Seneca Advisors, and a legal firm. I mean, think about it. A crackhead making $1.2 million. Not bad, man. That's it. Maybe we'll have a seminar for all the black crackheads so that they can have a motivational speaker like Hunter tell them how they too can get in on the gravy train. I mean, let's face it. In this day and time, a white boy like Hunter Biden can do it, Well, certainly shouldn't black crackheads get in on that mix? I wrote a book called Race Pimping. This is what it's all about. For the better part of President Trump's first term, the media avoided anything about Biden family drama, and there was plenty of it. It's a freaking Jerry Springer show. Bo Biden goes off to war, which he didn't go to war. He comes back. It turns out he's got brain cancer, but he's a crooked guy, part of the Biden crooked enterprise. But Joe Biden dotes on him. He was the one that, if it hadn't been for Bo dying, he would be the one as the front man for all this stuff. Joe had to rely on this crackhead son. Couldn't rely on his daughter because she's all jacked up because of Joe. Anyway, when things heated up during the campaign, the silence from the media about the Bidens was chilling. As I mentioned earlier, social media would kick you off. Nobody wanted to deal with this, and you were accused of being a conspiracy theorist if you mentioned anything about them. But now we've got this renewed interest in this crooked family enterprise known as Biden Inc. So let's play this Hunter clip so you guys can get an idea of who Eric Schwerin is, and then we'll go into the rest of this.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who is worth $323 billion, founded, and is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. Attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me?
They obviously didn't want Hunter facing the camera, facing the music of the New York Times or any other media. So that's where Eric Schwerin comes in. That's who Joe Biden is saying. Hunter's lamenting that his father is making everything go through Eric because he doesn't trust his crackhead son. But that's not even the most disturbing part, as I said earlier in the broadcast. The idea that Hunter Biden admits that he's partnered with the top spy in China. I just want to stop for a second and ask you, what if Donald Trump's child, any one of them, said, I'm in business with the top spy in China who set up the company that put me in business with one of the richest guys in China who's missing, and we were going to get involved in LNG, liquid natural gas, which is, you know, a product that America is in business of exporting at this point. I mean, can you imagine this? Did I really need to go past I'm partners with the biggest spy in China? Does any of the rest of that count? It's just unbelievable to me how much this is just... It's so, only Democrats could try to get away with something like this. Anyway, Joe Biden's brother, James, he gets a surprise phone call from Patrick Ho. And Yijing means lieutenant. This is the guy, the richest guy in China that Bo is talking about. He gets a phone call from him because Patrick Ho had been arrested by the FBI, and he's now serving a sentence for it. But he says the call was meant for Hunter. In other words, looks like, because he's under investigation, they may be turning on each other. He says he got a surprise call back in 2017 on his cell phone from Patrick Ho, Yee's lieutenant. Ho, age 69, was in trouble. Federal agents who monitored CEFC, that's the company that was going to do the business in China, their rise since at least the summer of 2016, it sprung into action and they arrested Mr. Ho in New York on allegations that he bribed African officials in Chad and Uganda. Days later, federal agents showed up at Mr. Yee's luxury apartment. That's the $58 million apartment Hunter was talking about, with a subpoena to interview Mr. Yee. Anyway, this is a crooked family. Is there anything about the Chinese and the involvement by the Bidens that would surprise you? Is there anything I could tell you that, and I'd say, yeah, they got pictures of Hunter with prostitutes. He is indeed talking to people about sex trafficking of young Russian women or Chinese women. He's talking about sniffing coke. He's implicated his dad or his uncle or his sister or his, you know, whatever. Would any of it shock you? Because it wouldn't shock me. But what does shock me is, why is he in the news right now? Because the media and social media giants, as I said, dared anybody to talk about Hunter Biden's obvious criminal activities before this election. In October, this had heated up to the point where it was definitely something you had to ask yourself, what level is Joe Biden in? What's his involvement in this? What did he know? Because he claims, I didn't talk to my son about any of his business matters. Really? Blatant lie. To me, it's boring to rehash it, but what's not boring to rehash is, why is the media attacking Joe Biden now? Is it to make room for Kamala Harris? What's she got? What's she going to do? I mean, what's replacing one stooge with another? It doesn't matter. Kamala Harris will have no power if indeed she were to become president. She would have no power other than, I'm the first female black president. Congratulations. She'd have no power. Neither does Biden. Biden is not calling any shots at all. They're telling Biden who to pick for what roles, and you know, God willing, and I certainly have faith that Trump's going to get rid of him, but it's never going to happen. My point is, Biden is not in charge. Never has been, and he never would be.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about Biden's being in the news and not good news and the timing of it all. And we have talked a little bit about it, touched on it before in previous shows, and I want to touch on a little bit more. We got a little bit more data. It was a lot of the weekend talk. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. It can be found on the Kevin Jackson Network. com. And I got a note from a lady saying, Kevin, thanks for putting everything in a single place, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Because people find me there. Oh, they find me through my books, and then they go, I didn't know you had a radio show. I didn't know you were doing this. I didn't know you made movies. Yeah, we do it all. And today the new site launched. So go check it out. Let us know. Get us some feedback. Anyway, the Bidens. Remember when the media and the social media giants wouldn't let you talk about it? The story. And this, during October, the president talked about it during the debates. They shut him off. It didn't matter because the fix was in on it anyway. So you would think they would have just let people talk about it. The polls were fake. But still, they put a kibosh on it. I'm looking at this thing. We did a thing on Twitter bans Hunter Biden story. New York Post. Twitter, Facebook censor posts over Hunter Biden expose. Next one, MSN.com. Facebook and Twitter took drastic measures to limit the reach of the same story. Western Journal, which is one of the bigger conservatives, same thing. Let me see if there's any other. Yahoo. Twitter censoring Hunter Biden's story gave other media outlets dot, dot, dot. Now, here's what I want you to understand. All these guys were censoring the story. Biden said they were, it was unconfirmed. They were questioning the sourcing. They had people that were denying it. Hunter Biden's attorney, however, wanted to get back his hard drive, his computer. All the information was taken off the hard drive. It was given in duplicate. The FBI said, no, it's legit. But they called it fake news, and they limited the reach during the campaign. And of course, even with the big cheat, even knowing that the Democrats were going to do all that, they still did not let us get anything out about this story. So how can you trust all these, big social media companies to let you look? As I've said before, and it's going to be boring, let us say what we want to say. There's the old saying in business, let the buyer beware. We've gotten good at going, that's not sourced. I don't believe that. Oh, well, Kevin, the lie can travel so fast. Well, who uses the lie? Democrats. They're experts at subterfuge. They use the lie better than anybody. You would think they, let me tell you why they don't care. They're not the ones being banned. They lie every day. Joe Biden is president-elect. No, he's not. No, he's not. This information about Hunter Biden was more than corroborated. And as I mentioned, Hunter Biden's attorney, it was funny when he did it, he made the request because Melissa said, for people that are denying that, this is Hunter Biden's, they ought to tell his attorney because he just blew it. Hey, listen, that computer that you think is Hunter Biden's? Well, we'd like to get it back. Oh, okay. I get it. None of the facts were in dispute about this story. Zero Hedge pointed out that Politico had reported about the investigation. And here's what they said. With Politico reporting that Hunter Biden's criminal investigation covers potential money laundering, and CNN Simon Prokupich, I don't know how to pronounce his name, reporting that the feds are looking into the 2017 gift to Hunter Biden from CEFC's China energy company founder, Yi Jianming, a 2.8-carat diamond, says, let's revisit a prime example of what one professor described as friends in high places within the Democratic Party. Interestingly, Politico is now one of the ones who is outing Hunter Biden, and they previously provided cover for him. And we took screenshots of Politico from the previous year, and here's what they said. Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former intel officials say. More than 50 intelligence officials signed a letter casting doubt on the provenance of a New York Post story on former vice president's son. And this is the New York Post that Twitter kicked off for a while. So 50 people, this is an article written by Natasha Bertrand. Then Natasha goes out and she puts it on social media, happily distributed this lie. More than 50 former, what's funny, always cracks me up. 50 former intelligence officers have signed a letter outlining, get this, their belief that the recent disclosure of emails allegedly belonging to Joe Biden's son, quote, has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information campaign. And it also has all the classic earmarks of a Democrat distribution campaign. But that they needed credibility. So they found it was an interesting number, 50 of them, not 52, not 48, 50. You know, credibility, 50 of them. How many climate scientists have we been told agree that the science is in? I just love Democrats and their experts. They will craft a lie over anything, man.
We've got 513 expert people. They are scientists from Germany and elsewhere.
It's just funny to watch. Oh, my goodness. The idea behind crafting the narrative, these 50 experts, it's completely fake. And we know now and knew at the time that the story is not fake. Hunter Biden, Congressman Eric Swalwell, and many other high-ranking Democrats are involved with Chinese spies in one form or another, sexual relationships, or simple payola. Chinese go, you like money, Hunter, here. And it's for them, here's some coke, here's some girls. I mean, that's easy stuff. Here's chump change in the scheme of things. But here's the question. Why did the media turn? They kept the lid on Hunter Biden through the election, and now they're attacking. And I've a couple of reasons, right? Positioning Kamala Harris, we talked about it. But Biden isn't officially president-elect. In fact, he's not. I mean, he's in danger of losing that. So what is the deal? And this is the second potential reason, and the one I believe to be the real reason. These new developments regarding Chinese spies are too explosive. The media can't keep a lid on this story. Think about, I mean, Swalwell is trying to walk away from it, but we've got Feinstein who was involved with her thing. I mean, and I'm telling you, somebody's looking into where this girl went, this Fang Fang, where she went, who was next in the list. The FBI had already warned Swalwell, and now we get confirmation that Hunter has been corrupted in his own voice. In his own voice. I played the clip. He's scared. Hunter is scared that his dad is selling him down the river, that his partners, he's got that crackhead paranoia. Everybody's out to get me, man. I don't know who to trust, man. I mean, you know, hey, you got some crap? Okay, anyway, I don't know. That's what the deal is. And, you know, now that the Supreme Court has made its ruling on Texas's case, I don't know what comes next. I don't know if the president and his team can go directly and do something else. And I've talked a little bit about that, quite a bit about this, that I believe Trump has orchestrated everything into this one big area in terms of military and declaring a military tribunal. I'm hearing these kind of words kicked around. You can't just let a cheat like this go. And I'm telling you, we haven't left. The people that support Trump continue to support him. He was at the Army-Navy football game over the weekend and, I mean, got a rousing ovation. And people ask, what do you think would have happened if Biden showed up? You know what would have happened. They would have booed the crap out of him. You would think if Biden really is president-elect, he would have gone to that game and said, here I am too. You know what he didn't want to hear? He didn't want to hear the chorus of boos. One thing I'm pretty sure about, Hunter Biden's head's on the chopping block. In searching for tax evasion, they got a lot of leeway. And crackheads don't know how to cover their tracks. And as evidenced by Hunter Biden's computer, he certainly didn't. Now, do you think social media and these giants are going to apologize to us for stopping this story? You think they care? Because I don't. But the social media giants have a nightmare coming. And it's in the form of 230.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.